Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, oh my goodness, it's the 1st of August. There's July gone, like you wouldn't even hear. And we're on Monday, it's Monday, the 1st of August, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 78 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 84 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's kind of, it's overcast smoke. We've got the smoke. I mean, fuck, we got our smoke to breathe. You know, we just changed brands. We went from fucking tobacco to goddamn hemlock and mistletoe and poison mushrooms. We like the good shit, the free shit. But yeah, of course, you know, we've been watching the fire reports, and it came out, it was like 3 1-acre fires. God damn, they can't get a fucking fire out in an acre. They said one was in dent shit. They could, I mean, god damn it, they are not trying. Not only that, they're burning the goddamn forest down themselves. This is fucking bullshit. You fuck COVID-19. COVID-19 first place doesn't exist. COVID-19, I can fucking see this fucking deadly ass shit. I think it would be bad for the respiratory system. That's just me. Let's see what we got going here. Los Angeles in citizenship requirement for government jobs. Well, why the fuck not? That means that there is no sovereignty in this fucking country. We have surrendered our fucking sovereignty. By sitting on our fucking asses and doing nothing. And we'll get into it when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty, what we have here, Los Angeles, unlawfully, in violation of the fucking highest law of this fucking land, ratified by we the people December 15, 1791, in an act of treason and espionage, has in citizenship requirement for government fucking jobs. That means they can take the pistol and put it to your fucking head, tell you to give up the fucking sweat of your brow, and hand it to some motherfucker from another fucking country, and get, they could probably make you train them for your fucking job, buddy. Yet you don't have no goddamn sovereign fucking country if you don't have fucking lines that count. And our lines don't count for shit. You can't do this. You do not have the authority to do this. You do not have the authority to take that which belongs to me and give it to some foreign motherfucker without the due process of the fucking law. See who did this, son of a bitch and shit. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The people in the United States illegally can now work illegally. Listen, to the goddamn words I'm saying. This is the old propaganda. Yeah, you can illegally do that now. And it's all right, oh, because we say so. That is not fucking law, people. Law is abso-fucking-lute, and it is not arbitrary. It is not capricious, and it'll read front to back. It's fucking fact. People of the United States illegally can now work for Los Angeles County with no requirement to provide proof of citizenship. Why haven't these motherfuckers been arrested for fucking goddamn high treason and fucking goddamn sedition against the people and the fucking republic? Why? Because you ain't doing it. Because you're the one that has to do it. Because they joined a long fucking time ago to put your fucking ass down there so you would be a pissant, a peon, a coolie, a nobody, nothing motherfucker. So you have to avert your eyes, and if you do decide to beat the shit out of one of them, they can have you crucifucking-fied because they don't have any fucking balls. They don't have any goddamn spine. They're fucking gutless, yellow shit motherfuckers. And this is how they put it. I mean, what the fuck, people? Where is the goddamn outrage of this country? Where are the other motherfuckers in this country? You fuckers who are still going to, you're going to go vote. I'm going to vote. It's my right. Yeah. You fucking retards. Where's your fucking people coming and arresting these son of a bitches? You cannot do something that is fucking illegal and benefit from it and then keep on doing it. These cocksuckers are not supposed to be inside our fucking borders. Yes or no? Is that what's in the fucking... I mean, it's just corporate fucking policy, I'll admit, since 1871 and 1878. But isn't that what the corporate policy says? It's just like you did the Social Security Act. So we did an act and got all this power and money and so that we could steal from your fucking ass. The Social Security Act says they can't have goddamn food stamps. They can't have nothing. No kind of goddamn social program. But fuck it, you know what? Joe Biden says yes. And Joe Biden, I mean, he's not even two brain cells. I don't know if he got brain cells, a lonely son of a bitch. But the bottom line is, there's a goddamn communist committee sitting in Washington, D.C., being guarded by 30,000 fucking soldiers sitting on Capitol fucking Hill, and they are fucking dictating goddamn communism to this country. And we are fucking letting it happen. These son of a bitches should be arrested forthwith. I demand their goddamn arrest. This is treason. High treason. Last week, the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors, these little pissants. Hey, you heard of the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable fucking law of this fucking land, ratified by we the people, December 15, 1791? That's hiring you! You got that, supervisor, motherfucking you little pissant peon? You're not even in the contest. I don't give a fuck what you said. You just committed treason. You have bought yourself a fucking rope. You are to be hung by the neck until dead for treason against the fucking Bill of Rights of We the People, ratified December 15, 1791, you dirty, rotten, fucking treasonous bastards. Last week, Soup County Board of Supervisors voted. Five of us communists voted, so now we can give government fucking jobs to goddamn criminals. Criminal aliens! Quit calling them goddamn immigrants. They're not. They're criminal aliens. They crossed into this country in violation of the law. That makes them a criminal alien, doesn't it? Supervisors voted unanimously, and probably in Spanish, voted unanimously to allow non-citizens to work in government positions provided the position does not conflict with the state or federal law. Well, it does conflict with the federal law. It conflicts with the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable federal fucking law known as the goddamn Bill of Rights. Ratified December 15, 1791. You are taking from me as an individual free sovereign. When you give to these motherfuckers, you're taking from me without giving me due process of the fucking law, you fucker. And that is an act of fucking war. That is espionage. That is goddamn treason at the highest goddamn level. Every fucking one of you is going to fucking hang. You will be charged, tried, and hung forthwith. If we get some people with some fucking guts to do it. People will still be required to provide proof of citizenship to work for the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. Oh, really? What the fuck does that matter? Why did you throw that statement in there? Why did you even bother? Why is that next? Are they going to be the goddamn police department? I mean, goddamn, you talk about taking over your body politic. You talk about taking over a sovereign country. You people have witnessed it, and you've sat there on your fucking ass and allowed it. Armed to the goddamn teeth. I mean, I'm past fucking pissed. I'm disgusted with you. Authored by Chair Heidi... Hilda I. Solis. Wonder what fucking country she came from last week. And co-chaired by Shahila Kahua. Kahua, wonder what fucking country she came from last week, people. The policy allegedly aims to better represent the community in the city. Fuck, it is not a community. It is a fucking invasion force by definition of the English language. You call it anything else, you're a lying, cock-sucking piece of shit. It is invasion. Invasion. They are not immigrants. They are invaders. Plain and simple. Alien invaders. Here to take what belongs to the people of the United States of these Americas, to the fucking nationals that own this goddamn country. And with the assistance of these fucking goddamn Zionist pig shit-eating motherfuckers that fucking Israel has planted in our fucking goddamn highest seats of government. Plain and simple, we need to wipe these fuckers out. We need to get rid of this fucking corporation that is unlawful. It was unlawfully created. It was created in an act of treason. We need to get rid of that motherfucker, that goddamn 14th fucking amendment. And every motherfucker needs to book ass out of here that didn't come here. But well, there's none. There's not one son of a bitch that came here lawfully. And see, they think they've got this institutionalized. No, you fucking don't. I bet you a goddamn dog. I mean, you can say what you fucking want about it. Man, I mean, I watch all these fucking shows, you know. Clips trying to find something that doesn't have a fucking faggot in it. Or a fucking transvestite. Or a 110-pound woman kicking the shit out of a 300-pound fucking... I try to, you know, I'm looking for shit. And all I fucking see is that same fucking shit. And then I see these guys, the Mexicans, you guys, we better be trembling. These fucking Mexicans, oh my God, they're going to fucking get us. The drug cartels, man. Even people, I mean, they show these fucking programs where these people live in Arkansas. And, oh, the drug cartels are going to get them. How about we just fucking do an atomic bomb right down the goddamn border? Won't be no fucking drug cartels. Why don't you get your fucking dead asses off from behind them goddamn desks trying to write up legislation to fucking deny and disparage a fucking unalienable right that you cannot deny and disparage, you criminal son of a bitch. Why don't you cocksuckers go down there and disarm them fucking goddamn drug cartels operating on our side of the fucking border? Why? Because you're part of it. This doesn't stop until we, the fucking people, wipe all of these motherfuckers out. You better understand that. All of them dead. You think that you're fucking... You think, you're bulletproof? Fucking I'll show you ain't. 3 times we whipped your fucking asses. Last time clear down to Mexico City, and we should have burned the motherfucker while we were down there. Next time we will. We'll enslave you motherfuckers for 2 generations for fucking to pay back all you've stolen from us, you cocksuckers. Try that on for size. People will still be required. Oh, no. Authored by Chair Heidi L. Solis, whoever in the hell that is, whatever country it comes from, and co-authored by Sheila Kahula. The policy allegedly aims to better represent the community in the city. There is no fucking goddamn foreign-ass community in the fucking United States of America. The English is the fucking language. You better fucking learn it. Because, man, when the fucking jungle busts open and the people start coming at you, you start talking to them in fucking a foreign language, you're just going to get shot.
Plain and fucking simple. Your ass shouldn't be here. No fucking way. You don't change our goddamn way of life. You don't take from us. You don't reset us to be goddamn less, to live like a goddamn Russian. We won't do it. We're fucking armed and we will fucking fight. Los Angeles is a community of immigrants. No, it fucking ain't. It is a community of illegal aliens who have crossed into our country as an invasion force with the fucking help of the fucking treasonous son of a bitches on this side of the border. And each generation they have left until your border patrol is all ex-goddamn fucking illegal aliens themselves. This fucking shit only stops one way, people, and you know what it is. From each corner of the world, fuck you, get the fuck out. We never gave permission. I never gave permission. I don't know nobody gave permission. You would need our written fucking permission to bring one motherfucker in here to take one little scrap of what belongs to us as American nationals, because we got the right to the due process of the law. You want to take it from us, you come file as a fucking individual in your individual capacity and see if the fucking jury that's going to have it taken from them too will hand it over to a fucking alien foreign cocksucker. Said Solis in a statement. And while our county government workforce reflects the community, this is all fucking communist bullshit. Communism. You fucking people really want this fucking shit? You want to see what happens when the goddamn iron hand comes out of the velvet glove and comes slamming down on your fucking sorry asses? And you, after you give up your fucking guns, why don't you cunts go give your fucking guns to them? Community it represents, there is room for improvement. The motion seeks to make clear that the county, as one of the largest employers in the region, strives. You're taking money from American nationals who are fucking, who this country belongs to. The resources belong to us. The whole cocksucking thing belongs to us. You are taking their fucking money, and you are fucking taking and giving jobs to goddamn fucking foreigners. You're putting them before America. Who do you represent, son of a bitch? What's that, taxation without representation? You want your fucking, you've looked for that cause for 30 fucking years, and you couldn't find it. You couldn't fucking find your cause. You couldn't find your goddamn avenue to fucking justice. And it's handed right to you. Here it is. Taxation without representation. You always liked to talk about that one when I was growing up. I heard that 1,000 fucking times. Taxation without representation. Who are them fuckers? Who's being represented here? Foreigners! These are goddamn traitors. These son of a bitches are guilty of fucking high treason. Every fucking one of them prima fucking facie by their actions. Same as if they fucking started shooting at you. To be an inclusive and diverse workforce and is committed to not excluding nor allowing citizenship to be a barrier to employment. They want to hand your goddamn country away. Do you want to live like a... Go down to goddamn Mexico, man. Go down to Mexico. Don't go down to Tijuana in the little fucking play spots. Go down to fucking Mexico, down into southern Mexico. And look how them fucking people live. Is that what you want? Or the ones up closer with the drug cartels running them. You got fucking Mexicans smuggling guns down there to fight the fucking drug cartels that are running. That's what they want. They want you in total fucking fear. I ain't in fear. I'll fucking, you fuck with me, I'll kill every one of you I fucking can. Every fucking one of you I can. I'll die free. And if I kill enough of you and I get away and I kill and kill and kill and kill, maybe I live to see it. Solis noted an estimated 880,000 non-citizens live in Los Angeles and 880,000. I'd better get the fuck moving out now. Why aren't we going down there and tossing their fucking ass out of this goddamn country? It belongs to us, people. It does not belong to these internationalists like fucking these international communists like Barry Satoro The fucking son of a bitch wasn't even born in this country, and everybody fucking knows it. I mean, all this shit we know. We know about 911. We know all of this fucking shit. We know COVID-19 never existed. We can see what they're fucking doing. We can predict it and watch it happening, and still nobody does any fucking thing. Well, yeah, boy, you were right on that one, dude. Solis noted as 880,000 non-citizens live in Los Angeles, and the county's public defender's office has received applications from non-citizens who are otherwise allowed to practice law in California, but are disqualified from the application process because of the citizenship requirement, according to Fox News. Now, what are we talking about here? That is admiralty. First place, the fucking law can't be here. It is fucking high treason that the administrative admiralty is being fucking exercised on this fucking land. That's one of the things our forefathers fought and died to get out of this goddamn country. The law of the sea on the land. The law of the queen. The law of empire. Fuck you! But now, you got these, here's some goddamn foreigners gonna come in and start practicing administrative admiralty law in your goddamn country. How fucking big of pussies are you people? I wanna know! If each one of you fucking assholes that got attacked them son of a bitches, this would be over pretty goddamn quick, I'll tell you that. But just sitting there, I mean, fuck, I come up here every day and I fucking read this fucking shit. I read shit to you. We should be firing fucking bullets at these motherfuckers. If we want to save our country, if we want a chance at saving our country, they are building armies. 30,000 more goddamn, Biden brought 30,000 more Ukrainians in. You know those one world motherfuckers that, and they're an army behind your fucking lines. When you fucking, the shooting finally starts, you gotta know which way to point your fucking gun? Or is it just gonna be when they come for you? And you've got it all figured out. Well, you don't got it figured out, buddy. We should have never allowed one fucking cocksucker in this country. We should have told him, you ain't writing no goddamn immigration laws. You got that? We do not surrender one fucking square inch of this goddamn country that belongs to us without the due process of the fucking law. You will have to take it from us through a fucking court, and it will be through a trial and a jury fucking verdict. Period. For one square inch. Every square inch. But these son of a bitches, they did what they do. Like I've been talking about here lately about all the fucking gangsters in the town that were running the fucking town. Oh, we're going to get annexed in. Well, I'm going to be the mayor. I'll be this. And that's how this fucking goddamn shit was created. For all of it, but the Bill of Rights. That's how the Constitution was fucking created. The people didn't say, create us a way to govern over us, would you please? They didn't. The people did not consent. The people did not ratify. That fucking law ain't worth the paper it's fucking written on. In fact, it's nothing more than a copy of the fucking Masonic fucking goddamn Constitution anyway. It's for fucking Masons. It's for fucking dirty church cabal motherfuckers. It's for the cliques. The goddamn son of a bitches that have taken everything since I've been alive. And since the beginning of this goddamn country. Oh, I get to take, hey, over here where it doesn't matter whose twat you dropped out of. Yeah, it does. Seems it does matter whose twat you dropped out of. Because the people could have taken hold of this shit and fucking shut it down right away. You're not coming through here as fast as you can, like with a fucking super lawnmower, and rip all the fucking wealth out of this fucking land with a fucking charter from the king. You back the fuck off or we'll destroy Europe. Got it? But now that they have come through across this country, and they have stripped the fucking goddamn wealth from the country, I mean by the tons of it, and now they're telling us, well, we'll pump what oil, our oil we want. That ain't your fucking oil, cocksucker. You have stolen our oil, and you're going to fucking pay up. You're giving the fucking money back that you got for it. Because I didn't sign anything giving up my oil. I think there's a lot of people out there that didn't sign shit giving up their fucking oil. We want our fucking money back. And we want, and you can't give the resource back, so you're gonna have to pay fucking extra for the fucking stuff like oil. But anything else, gold, silver that you've stolen, you're fucking giving it back with interest. And if you don't, we're gonna fucking blow your fucking ass up with a goddamn atomic bomb. That's what we got our atomic bombs for, to protect our fucking sovereignty and our borders. And our freedom and our liberty. We paid $5.5 billion for them back in fucking 50s and 60s fucking dollars. And we're not just going to, we didn't just get them to look at mutual assured destruction. How long did it take them to con? I mean, just kind of turn around. They sit there and look you right in the fucking eye and tell you this assures no more war. Peace on earth. Mutual assured destruction. Nobody can start a war. If anybody starts a war, then they can't win it, because before they could win it, other side could unleash all of the fucking nuclear weapons and destroy the planet. But how many fucking wars they've been at war ever fucking since? Vietnam, fucking Desert Dust 1, Desert Dust 2, fucking Libya, fucking Somalia, yeah, the UN was over there, fucking killed about 1 million people. Yemen, yeah, anywhere that a fucking resource shows up. I heard them poor Africans fucking found gold. God, are you talking about keeping your mouth shut? If I was African over there and I found gold right under my fucking feet, I'd kick dirt over it and walk away and hope nobody else found it. Because then, if you find gold, if you find resource, you can hear it. Here they'll come. They're coming to fucking to bring you democracy and freedom. And to steal every fucking thing you have until you are fucking down to the point of fucking starving to death. Got it? This whole goddamn world should just rip these motherfuckers out by their roots. The fucking Rothschilds at the top. Rip them out by their fucking roots and fucking burn them. There's the only way you're going to stop these son of a bitches. They are diabolical. They have no fucking conscience. They've gone goddamn generations without a conscience to bother them about anything. In fact, if they're bohemian gross, they have the cremation of care where they get rid of their fucking conscience. All that matters is do what thou will. That is the whole of the law. And don't hand me that Wiccan shit. Do what thou will. Just don't harm nobody. Fuck you. I know where your shit came from. I've read every fucking bit of it. You fucking cocksuckers are as bad as the rest of them. Do what thou will. Fuck you. Do what thou will to me and violate my rights, and I'll blow your goddamn head off. Try that one on for size, you fucking pricks. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches, a Patriot broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:37 Pacific time. And of course, that was Hogjaw. Would get some. You know, Hogjaw, I gotta tell you guys something, man. I've seen your fucking video. I've seen a few videos, you know, like this, anti-fucking communist, anti-fucking fascist, anti-fucking goddamn one world order shit. I've seen a lot of videos. I'm gonna tell you. You gotta keep this under your hat, man. Cause if this got out, man, I mean, it could change everything. So you gotta keep quiet about this. You can't get some until there's somebody out there that'll fucking give some. You see, it takes men with fucking balls to give some. Or they ain't getting shit, are they? All they're getting is they're walking up and getting every goddamn thing they want just by fucking taking it from people who fucking polish the fuck out of their guns instead of shooting them. You can't get some until somebody will give some. Hated to be the one to break that to you guys, but hey, that's just the fucking way it is. We were talking about Los Angeles and citizenship requirement for government jobs. Well, of course they did. They're trying to get it through your fucking head. You don't have a sovereign nation. You're going to have to go out there with the goddamn gun and fucking make it sovereign again. They ain't going to just undo this. They ain't going to just, okay, well, we can't do that. Dang, we missed this. Where's this thing? What is this? The Bill of Rights? 1791. What the fuck is this? John, you know, come over here, John. Yeah, yeah. You too, Betty. Yeah. Look at this. I found this in some archives. This looks like ratified law. We can't do this. Oh man, what we're doing? We're committing high treason and fucking and sedition. This has not been repealed. Can't be repealed. This is fucking the law of the people. We have to stop this. Do you think that's what's going to fucking happen? Are you that fucking naive, ignorant, stupid, whatever in the fuck you want to call it? These son of a bitches are stopped one fucking way. They've never been stopped but one fucking way. And that's with a fucking bullet through their fucking head. We have the law on our side. Our law tells us to shoot these son of a bitches for what they are fucking doing, because they are acting without authority granted by we the people. They are not acting with our consent. They are denying and disparaging our absolute unalienable fucking rights as guaranteed to us by us December 15, 1791 through ratification through the people's elected representatives. Shove that Constitution up your fucking ass. It was never ratified. It was never consented to. But it was the framework. That's all they need. It was the framework. And the goddamn American people are just so goddamn dumb. We're just saying, well, it's the Constitution. Yeah. Yeah, we're violating the hell out of your constitutional rights. No, they ain't your constitutional fucking rights. They are your natural rights as a human being on this fucking planet. They're not your constitutional rights. Constitution don't give them to you. Constitution, you can wipe your fucking ass on. That's what the fucking legal hold it fucking has on any individual free sovereign national. None. It is all done by force. It is all done by fucking corporate fucking fiat. And in their goddamn Star Chamber courts, they created a fucking goddamn private law belonging to the goddamn Queen of England, dumbass. We've showed it to you. And still you fucking, you know, there's got to be a way. There's got to be a way other than fucking fighting, because fighting could get hurt. I could die. You're going to wish you were fucking dead. You really are. You ain't seen my fucking... Why do you think that your fucking forefathers would come out of the goddamn hills where they had nice homes? They were up in the hills, you know. Come down out of the hills and fucking, even their kids, 14 years old, 12 fucking years old, come down and die. Rather than fucking accept what you're fucking accepting right fucking now. Why would they do that? Because they knew what it was. They had lived it. You haven't lived it yet. You think you're so fucking smart. Especially these younger people. They seem to think they're so fucking smart. You wait till they put you on your fucking knees. Wait till they rape your child in front of you.
And you can make excuses. I'm sure you can. I'm sure they're going to give you lots of avenues for excuses. But the little child, it needed to be broken in at 3 years old, don't you see? That's why I allowed it. Had it been anything else, I'm telling you right now, man, I wouldn't be polishing this gun like I am right now. I'd be shooting that son of a bitch. And this is what I'm telling you, I see it. Fucking cowardice. Just unbelievably fucking cowardice. Laura Logan, they're giving Social Security numbers to illegal aliens at the U.S. border. Well, oh, there's a fucking surprise. What do you think about that, people? Excuse me. Still think you got a fucking country? Do you think you have a country? You fucking dim-witted son of a bitches.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hell, they've been doing that, man. It was a case, I can't remember. It was either in Kansas or somewhere. But it's illegal. He had this child social security number. She was a little girl. And he ran like over $20,000 to $30,000 in debt on her. Uh-huh. And nothing happened to him. His father was ready to kill him, try to get him outside the courtroom, and nothing happened to him. They didn't do nothing to him, didn't deport him or anything.
Yep.
But they tried to literally tried to arrest the father for trying to beat his ass.
Yep.
Outside of the courtroom. They literally tried to arrest the father.
Well, that's where, Dion, you know, when that Social Security card, that's where they create, they kill you, make you, you know, they create your straw man fucking account. So they're creating all these straw man accounts because they got to borrow more money against these fucking foreigners who are not even, they cannot be a part of the United States because they would have to take it from we the people. That's if we got the balls to fucking stand up and fight for it. They would actually have to take it from us through fucking war. That's the only way it can be taken. But these son of a bitches, I mean, they're not going to just stop. Every day there's going to be a new outrage. You got the old fucking guard in here, and it has never failed for them. This is how they've taken country after country. Soros, I've seen him on the goddamn TV brag about how he broke currencies, whole country's currency, broke them down and fucking impoverished them and fucking took them over and fucking brag about it. And he's done the same thing here. He has committed high crimes here in, I mean, goddamn, well, fuck, in the common law crimes that are getting put against the fucking wall. But no, nobody was going to touch him because this is a fucking plan fucking deal. And the plan deal here, people, if you ain't a part of it, you better fucking start doing your own fucking planning and coming back at them. You just let them do what they want to do. They're going to ride this fucker right down like a goddamn wave on the beach. And it's just going to be done. And you're going to be down on your fucking knees in a goddamn pit waiting for your 40 caliber lobotomy that you goddamn deserve. You're worthless. When you won't fucking stand for, I mean, when you look at your fucking children and your grandchildren, you won't stand, you wouldn't, would you step in front of a fucking bullet or for your fucking grandchild, for your child? Would you do it? Would you? Because I say that goddamn 90% of you would throw the kid out in front of them. That's how goddamn cowardly this country has become. How fucking sickeningly goddamn dependent upon fucking worms. You're not even dependent upon a Spartan or somebody strong. You're dependent on worms. Worms fucking control your life. Well, if you don't do what I tell you, I'll send one of my corporate enforcers over there. Send the son of a bitch. That's one of what I talk about, the communications and the goddamn surveillance. We've got to fucking get that in control. So, I mean, that's the only way they can send. That's why they can always make it look like, oh, goddamn, they got tons of cops to send to every fucking incident. Bullshit. Bullshit. They just got the communication and they have the goddamn observation till they can, well, we don't need them here. We can pull everybody out of here over here and make it look like we can bring a goddamn 1,000 of them against one of them. When the truth is, they can't bring one against 1,000. If you get rid of their fucking goddamn surveillance so they know where everybody is and everybody else just show up somewhere else, there's fucking 10,000 people out in the fucking streets. You got fucking Well, no, let's go better now. Let's go. There's 100,000 people, 200,000 people out in the streets. You can't match them. And you could not even try to control them. You could not try to herd them up fucking streets. You could not try to herd them like animals. And fucking, you could not fucking shoot tear gas just so you can piss them off. You want that many people pissed off? And if they were armed, oh, if they just bring their goddamn guns, 200,000, I don't care. You couldn't get a cop for each fucking thousand of them. You never get it. You might get four or five fucking cops are going to come after a goddamn, 30 or 40 guys with fucking guns that it mean to shoot their ass because they're sick of this shit because they're going to enforce the law. Hold that fucking Bill of Rights up. Read it over a loudspeaker and say, we're enforcing this fucking law. You've removed the courts. We're operating under the second article. Bam, 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 bam. You're fucking dead. That's how simple it is. They want to remove that. They want this big old issue of reinstating the courts. Oh, a million. How many would it take? How would we do it? How would we? You don't have to reinstate that court. Those are your fucking rights. Individual, free, sovereign, national rights belong to you individually. That means somebody comes to violate those fuckers. You don't have to go, you're violating my rights. I'll get a lawyer and I'll petition the court and I'll get, no, my rights say this, son of a bitch. You go against that. You do the opposite of that. You violate that right. I kill you right here on this fucking spot. That's how it has to be. That's how infiltrated we've allowed this country to become. 30,000 more fucking goddamn, what the hell are they? Oh, the Biden gang over there in goddamn, where are they at?
Ukrainians.
Ukrainians, yes. 30,000 more Ukrainians to shoot you in the back. You don't know what the Ukrainians are doing, what they're fighting for? Here, let's check it out.
For the rest of us that aren't Ukrainians, I think the world, quite frankly,
30,000 of them,
surprised by the will of the Ukrainian people to stand up and fight.
You wait until you see the will of the American people, you cocksucker.
Well, I'm not surprised. We have been fighting Putin for the last 8 years. And we had three revolutions in our country when we did not agree with what was going on with the direction of where we're moving in. But right now, it's a critical time because we know that we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for this new world order for the democratic countries. We knew that we are the shield for the Euro.
You ain't shit, lady. You know when this all began, people? It's when Georgia, Georgia over there, and I'm not talking about Atlanta, Georgia here in the United States, over Georgia, over in the fucking goddamn Europe. They crossed into, they charged into goddamn, Russia. They did a fucking attack into Russia, and Russia repelled them with second rate fucking equipment. Pushed them back across the line, and Russia didn't do further than that. They pushed them back across the fucking line. But that's when we began protecting them. You see, we have no agreements with these fuckers no more than we did with Syria, but there's some goddamn, wheat involved here. You see, when you want to find out what the fucking problem is, get down to the goddamn brass tacks, you got to follow the money. And the money here leads to wheat. Wheat is going to be worth a lot of money when they're starving us, because they have fucked our wheat crops here in the United States. They fuck wheat crops around the world. You see, these son of a bitches, but people don't get it. Is they operate around the fucking world. That's why they're the international corporate mafia. You see, they can strangle one fucking country by fucking bolstering another. If you don't believe that the weather's being manipulated, I think you're an ignorant son of a bitch. You look up and you see those with the fucking skies and fucking X's and, I mean, it's blatant. It's fucking blatant. Then they go, man-made climate control. Well, hell yes, I'm looking right square at it, man, who made it. But it ain't from a fucking cow farting. Go ahead.
They're also starting to talk about putting the vaccines in those chemtrails.
Oh, I'm sure.
So all of us that will never take it, you're going to have to kill us to take it, they're going to try to put it through the aerosol.
Well, the first time I get to feeling a little fucking bad, I'm going to go fucking get me some of them. You motherfuckers think you can fucking do something like that to me? I'll fucking take you down and spray you and right in your fucking face with Raid until you die. And happily do it. You sons of bitches, you've declared war on my people. You've declared war on our Bill of Rights. Openly declared war on the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of this fucking land and the people who fucking are the jurisdictional authority behind it. You want to fight, you got yourself a fucking fight. But again, I got to talk like Hogjaw there. Man, I seen your videos, man. They're fucking awesome videos, man, and they say a lot. But the bottom line is they can't get some unless we give some. If we just keep failing to give some, they're going to give us some right up our fucking ass. And that's what's happening right now. I mean, my God, we're going to send another 700,000 over to the Ukraine today. Yeah, Biden decided. Biden. You really think so? You really think that was how this fucking country was made to fucking work? That there was any son of a bitch. The government couldn't take money from an individual free sovereign national. They couldn't tax you. They could tax a corporation. They could tax an import. But they couldn't tax an individual free sovereign national. Otherwise you couldn't own anything and you wouldn't have liberty and you wouldn't have freedom. They weren't stupid people. If you can tax somebody, you can tax anything away from them. That's why that the government could never, that was the promise made in those Federalist Papers, wasn't it? That they would never have the authority to fucking tax, fucking access tax on the people's goddamn goods, on the people's private fucking property. But now, nobody owns no goddamn property. Well, I don't know, the ultra fucking rich probably do. I'm sure Bill Gates will own fucking, part of goddamn, what is it, Utah or somewhere, or South Dakota, North Dakota, until we take it back away from him. He's gonna own it. But you don't own shit. If you have to go and pay somebody to be somewhere, you don't fucking own it. And it comes down to patent law. You see, they hold the patents on all the fucking land. I don't care if you've lived at some place generationally. They hold the patent. And only the person with the patent can make money off of any goddamn fucking anything. The person with the patent. And they hold the patent on all the lands. This is how they fucking violate the law that says they cannot fucking tax you. Tax an individual free sovereign national. Well, we have the patent so we can tax you. No, you don't have the patent. Give the son of a bitch up right now. That's what it's going to be. Before we have a free country, people, we will have patents on our fucking land. And there will be no doubt as to who it belongs to. And there will be no doubt as to who... Go ahead.
Hey, I got a question. Now, for the land, those SOBs, they have the allodial title to the land, just like they do with our cars, with the manufacturer title. We don't have the real title, because those SOBs, they have the manufacturer title, and they give us a certificate of a title. So they hold the allodial title to the land, right?
Well, this is a commercial operation, Dion. They hold the patent. When you hold the patent, you fucking only person that can make money off of that object is the person who holds the patent. Allodial title is, like for William Penn and people like that, they threw it around, but still it's all within the administrative admiralty. Patent law is fucking, it's recognized universally across, internationally for the whole world. Patent law is. I mean, if you hold the patent, you're the man. You own that son of a bitch. If you do not own the patent for it, though, you don't own it. I've heard allodial title is one thing. That's still something. It's granted within the mechanism of fucking royalty. That the whole allodial bullshit of the whole fucking thing. It's through grants and shit. A fucking patent, you own the son of a bitch. You got the right to shoot somebody if they fucking come on your goddamn property. That's why you used to have the right to shoot somebody if they come on your property and were stealing from you. Because it was yours. Now, your goddamn car doesn't belong to you. Your goddamn house doesn't belong to you. Your fucking clothes do not belong to you. You do not hold patent on them. Remember, but there was a couple of years back, and they were wanting to do patent law on shovels. So if I went down to the store and I bought a fucking shovel, and I shoveled with it for a fucking while, I built a fence or something. And then Dion, you came along and you said, Henry, I need got some work. Man, how much you want for that shovel? I said, well, I've used it, fucking man. A third of what it's worth. I offer to you that shovel. I can't do that. Only person I can sell that shovel to is the son of a bitch that owns the patent. He's the only one that can make money off of it. They tried to do this with shovels. I swear to God they did. I don't know if it's still on the net or if the Chinese have cleansed it yet, but you can look it up. They tried to do this and they'd use shovels as an example. So, yeah, as far as owning anything, No, you really don't. And the social security number down on the border, man, these fucking assholes coming in, as soon as they make that goddamn, straw man corporation, they have created millions and millions of dollars. They've just created just by issuing those cards and stuff. It don't matter if it's lawful or not to them, but see, it's all a part of a fraud. This is all part of a fraud. Keep that in mind. Always keep that in mind. And we do take this son of a bitch down because it was a part of a fraud. There's no statute of limitations to fraud. All of this goes away and they give everything fucking back. And then they get hung by the neck until dead. 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 At any rate, man, that's enough for me today. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And hey, fuck, this only stops when, hey, get some. Get some, give some. Hey, how about this other new thing? Give some! That's the word from the trenches.
Have a good one, Andrew.
You do the same, brother.